The death toll from a series of deadly bombings in Sri Lanka continues to rise.
We have to ensure that terrorism does not lift its head in Sri Lanka.
And it's a big week for Tesla as investors gather today to hear about the company's plans for self-driving cars.
Part of the Tesla story is pushing against these great odds, and they've done that for the last 15 years.
Plus, Ukraine elects a comedian with no political experience as its next president. This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Kim Gittleson. Let's get started. Now, before we get into our main story this morning, Tesla's big week, here's what you missed over the weekend. The death toll from a series of deadly bombings on Easter Sunday in Sri Lanka continues to rise. As of this morning, at least 290 people have been killed, including several Americans. Eric Bellman is our deputy South Asia bureau chief.
It seems to have been a coordinated series of attacks targeting tourists as well as Christians who make up a small minority in this island nation. Witnesses said bombs went off in the middle of churches packed for Easter services, blowing the roofs off churches and tearing worshippers to pieces.
So far, no one has claimed responsibility for the bombings, though officials now say that they believe an Islamist militant group was behind the attacks. 24 people have been arrested, and social media services like WhatsApp continue to be blocked due to concern over the spread of misinformation. The country's prime minister, Ranil Wickremesinghe, offered condolences to the victims and vowed a full investigation.
And we are prepared to take all measures necessary to ensure that terrorism is contained and wiped out in this country.
Former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn was formally indicted this morning on charges that he misappropriated Nissan funds. In Japan, prosecutors allege that between 2017 and 2018, Mr. Ghosn arranged for a company he controlled to receive a portion of money, $5 million, sent by Nissan to its overseas distributor. The formal charges cleared the way for Mr. Ghosn to seek bail. Over the weekend, we reported on the conditions he faces in jail, including just 30 minutes of access to the outdoors and a ban on family visits. And that is the moment that Volodymyr Zelensky saw that exit polls had him squarely in the lead to become the next president of Ukraine. In this case, our headline says it all. Actor who played the president of Ukraine elected the country's leader. Mr. Zelensky has no political experience and, until this election, was best known for his role as a school teacher turned president on a Ukrainian sitcom. We write that the result is a damning verdict of Ukraine's ruling class and that Mr. Zelensky's election could push Ukraine into closer ties with Russia. Now, our main story this morning, Tesla. It's a big week for the company. Elon Musk is set to address investors today about the company's plans for a future driverless taxi fleet. Then on Wednesday, we'll get Tesla's first quarter earnings. Tim Higgins is our Tesla reporter. So, Tim, a lot happening with a company that always seems to be in the news. What are we expecting?
2018 was the year for Tesla to get production going of the Model 3. And for really about 2 years, Tesla faced this challenge of, did it have the manufacturing muscle to make all the Model 3s for all the customers in the world that was presumed out there for this vehicle that was going to kind of transform Tesla from a niche luxury automaker into a mainstream car company. The first quarter, however, the sales were worse than expected, raising questions about what's the real demand for the Model 3. So instead of can they make enough of them, it's do they have too many of them, and are there customers out there for it? So we're going to see the financial results of that. It's also a week that Elon Musk essentially wants to change the conversation about the company. For the last couple of years, it's in investors' minds, it's been about a growth company and the potential for the future, whether it's lots of Model 3s being sold or a small compact SUV coming to market or going to China or the potential for self-driving cars. And that's really what Elon Musk is going to hit with investors.
Is that a bit of a distraction, talking about the future of self-driving cars when the current Model 3 sales figures are pretty dire?
There are mixed opinions about this. Some of the short sellers, those who buy the stock betting against it, kind of the downfall of Tesla, would say this is just a marketing stunt. Those who believe in Elon Musk and the future of Tesla see this as a great potential that the company, with its abilities with software and advances that it's made in driver assistance program systems, have it set up to really have a huge future with robot taxis and be positioned there. So you've got these dueling things.
So it sounds like there are two big issues at stake for Tesla this week. The first has to do with the future and whether or not investors in the wider community accept Tesla's solution for what self-driving cars and that software might look like. And the second has to do really with the present, with the Model 3 and whether or not Tesla has enough cash on hand. What are the current concerns for investors when it comes to these first quarter results?
There'll be incredible attention paid to how much cash Tesla has on hand. It's been a concern in the past. Once Tesla finally was able to kind of ramp up production of the Model 3 and start generating the first two consecutive quarters of profit in its history, for the second half of last year, there was kind of a relief, kind of a deep breath, and saying, okay, it looks like maybe they don't need to raise more money, that they can be profitable going forward. At least that's what the company was saying. But the surprising kind of deterioration of the first quarter results has now raised that question again. Do they have enough cash? Tesla says they've got sufficient cash on hand, and that going forward they expect to have lots of sales, that sort of thing. Elon says he thinks demand annually for the Model 3 is going to be 500,000 units. We will see. That's always it's part of the Tesla story, is pushing against these great odds, and they've done that for the last 15 years.
You can find our full coverage of Tesla's big week, including what Elon Musk has to say to investors, later today at WSJ.com. On to markets. Airline stocks are set to face their next big test in the coming days as Southwest, Alaska Air, and American Airlines all report their earnings. Akani Otani has more.
The next couple of days will be an interesting one for airline stocks, which have mostly lagged behind the broader stock market this year, because we'll be seeing earnings reports come out from Southwest Airlines, Alaska Air, and American Airlines. Now, a couple of big things are probably going to play into the performance that we see from these airlines, one of them being the fact that oil prices have really soared this year, which of course is raising costs for airlines since they rely heavily on jet fuel, and the price of fuel can have a big impact on where the airlines fly, how many flights they're running, and of course the decisions that they're making about future expansion plans. Then there's also the grounding of Boeing's 737 MAX jetliners. That's already caused flight cancellations for a number of airlines, not just in the U.S., but around the world. And so it'll be interesting to see what the airlines have to say in their earnings reports about the impact that that has already had on their results and the impact that that is likely to have throughout the rest of the year.
And now the SCED. Here's what to look forward to later today. First up, we'll get an update on the health of the housing market when existing home sales figures are released. Now, last month, sales of previously owned homes rose strongly. The key question is if that demand continues, particularly as mortgage rates have continued to ease. And the State Department is expected to announce the end of waivers for countries to import Iranian oil. This is part of the Trump administration's effort to drive Iran's exports to zero. Now, the U.S. had previously granted 8 countries a 180-day waiver to continue to buy Iranian crude despite sanctions. That was provided that each took steps to reduce purchases and move towards ending imports. The biggest buyers of Iranian oil are China, India, and Turkey. Finally, getting a driver's license used to be the first step to freedom for many of us. But we're reporting that just a quarter of 16-year-olds now have a driver's license. That's down from 50% nearly 30 years ago. It's baffling both parents and car makers, who are confronting a generation who no longer wants to hit the road. Do you remember what it was like to get your driver's license? Or are you one of those who's gone without one? Tweet us at WSJ Podcasts or email us at whatsnews, all one word, at WSJ.com. That's what's news from the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.